What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top pieces of football, NFL lunch style. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Ravens back in practice today. Commanders coming up. Preseason finale this weekend. Then get your 53 set for the Buffalo Bills, September 7th. Joining us now to talk about the NFL, two preseason weeks in. Longtime NFL writer, friend of the program. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Jason Cole. Jason, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I am fantastic.
All right, we were just talking about the NFC North a little bit, and in particular, the wide receiver woes of the Packers. Minnesota's got their own woes there. Is, you know, the suspension, Addison and Jefferson with the hammy. Then you have new coaches and everything in Chicago. And we know about Detroit, great regular season. Not exactly the way they wanted it to end, getting thumped by Washington in the playoffs. Jason, as you look at the NFC North, who's the most questionable team? And who's the team that, you know, might come out of here and surprise a lot, at least starting the season?
Well, I mean, I think the Bears are still the most questionable team. I mean, because you don't know that – you think the quarterback is talented, which I – there's physical gift. But you don't really know that he can play. And it's that, you know, there's a huge difference there. Like, you know, he holds the ball too long. He's, you know, he's got to learn to do some things differently. He's got to change his game. And Ben Johnson can do that, I think so. I think he's got – high learning capability, but you got to actually do it. And then, you know, for Ben Johnson, like, did you get to bring any of those guys with you from Detroit? like that offensive line? I mean, when you're super talented, you can do anything you want, including making Jared Goff look really, really good because he's surrounded by so many guys who can really, really play. And I think Jared Goff's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great one. And Johnson, the part of that is Johnson, but another part of that is you just got stars everywhere right now. That's a great, great roster. So Chicago, to me, jumps off the page. The other ones, yeah, the injuries are the injuries. But in, you know, as we've gotten into 17-game seasons, it's really where are you by, sir, the second half of November? Did you put yourself in position to make the playoffs? And can you get healthy in time for the playoffs to really actually win? That's what this league has sort of become about.
Hey, Jason, what's your opinion on two of the Florida teams, Miami and Jacksonville?
The quarterbacks are, probably above average. And I think they're both limited by the quarterbacks. You know, can Tua stay healthy? Probably not. So that means that they got four or five games a year that they're probably going to miss with him. Can they survive it? He kind of is what he is, which would make me think they got to go a new direction. But I like the talent. I don't think it's good enough to compete with the top, four or five teams in the AFC. When you talk about, look, if you're the Dolphins, can you get through Baltimore? Can you get through Cincinnati? Can you get through Buffalo? Can you get through Kansas City? Can you let alone get through the Chargers, who with Herbert and Harbaugh, that's a fabulous combination. And I think the answer is no. You might be able to get through one of them. You might be able to get through two, but you can't get through three or more of those in a playoff situation. And Jacksonville is kind of the same thing. Now, Lawrence is more talented, you know, bigger guy, healthier guy. I think he's a good leader, but there's a missing component to him. And it's something that, you know, the scouts talked about before he came out, which is he doesn't remember plays the way that star players remember plays. And I know this is a weird kind of criticism, but it's been a weird career because you see the talent, but you don't see the weekly execution. This is a guy who, when scouts asked him to describe a key play when he was at Clemson, he didn't say this to be dismissive. He said it because he truly meant it, which is, I don't remember the play. Hmm. And star players remember everything. They just do. They just, you know, like if you ask Peyton Manning, he can describe plays. You ask Tom Brady, he can describe like where were the feet of the defensive end lined up relative to the offensive tackle. Like they just remember the most minute details because they just sink it into their head. And Lawrence doesn't do that.
What do you think, Jason, what you've seen of Jackson Dart? Because there's kind of the talk of New York now.
Yippee. let me see regular season. I mean, don't look up Daniel Jones' preseason hype his rookie year. Same question. You can just copy and paste the stories. It's the same thing. So you and I both know nobody's playing any real design defenses right now. Nope. He's not facing anything that he didn't face at the college level. Good for him. It looks good. But the game's a whole lot more complicated than this. And so I just don't, you know, like his body of work from college is going to make me have questions until he gets onto the field and I say, oh, he's improved the accuracy. Oh, he's making the decisions a little bit quicker. Yeah, I'm not saying he can't do it, but don't ask me to make come up with an opinion based on a couple of preseason games.
Hey, Jason, what do you think's going to happen with, you know, Cincinnati, Dallas, and Washington, you know, with the hold-ins?
Well, the Bengals will probably screw it up and trade him. Dallas will sign him. What's the third hold-in? What's the other one?
Dallas. Pittsburgh. Oh, no, yeah. Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas, Washington, Cincy.
McLaurin will sign. Yeah, that's a new – they're just putting – McLaurin's doing what he's got to do to put pressure on him. And Quinn knows that he doesn't need McLaurin just yet. So he can wait it out a little bit longer. Dallas knows that they're going to get Parsons done. Jerry's just putting the theater together, which is what he always does. You know, more attention, more eyeballs, because he knows nobody trusts his team and nobody cares about his team because there's nothing to talk about other than that holdout or hold in as it were. But Cincinnati will screw it up with Hendrickson. They will find a way to trade him because that's just the way that Mike Brown thinks. He thinks he's going to get value for him when, you know, your time to win is now. Your time to get this done and take advantage of the Joe Burrow era, especially after you signed both wide receivers to those contracts, is now. Like, I don't understand, if you place a high enough value on those guys, you should do the same thing with Hendrickson. I know he's got time left on his contract, but with stars, you tear up their contracts. They're worth whatever they demand, and you just have to do that. Now, there are other players, you know, 70%, 80% of the league, even 90% of the league, if they decide to hold in, you're like, okay, good, you know, thanks. You know, I don't really care. You know, when you show up, you show up. But there are a few stars on every team. You have to pay them what they're worth.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jason, last thing for you, your confidence level in the Broncos making the playoffs back-to-back seasons here.
Look, my reservation is the division is so tough that they could be like, you know, Kansas City is going to be there at the end, right? You know, three other teams, you know, Baltimore is going to be in the playoffs. You're pretty sure that Buffalo is going to be in the playoffs. And you kind of sit there and go, okay, you know, you're competing for a wild card spot. How many wild card spots do you know, you got three, you know, how's that going to be divvied up? Especially when you think that not San Diego, but the Chargers are still really good. I get to 50-50 at best to me, that they make the playoffs. And I think they're a good team, but I think it's 50-50, even though I think they're going the right direction. And this is where you hope that if they regress a little bit, like Nick's gets figured out a little bit, Peyton's still not quite there with the roster, everything's not perfect yet. You just hope that the owner is patient enough and understands football well enough to give him more time and say, okay, you know, I see where you're trying to go with this. But, yeah, we know we're in a tough division. Where even the Raiders have more talent, you know, are clearly going to get better and are going to be better run now that you have Pete Carroll there. So you have four high-quality coaches, three teams with either the best quarterback in the league and Mahomes or one of the other, you know, guys, another guy who is in the top 10, and another guy who looks like he's in the top half of the league among quarterbacks. That's a pretty good set there. So Denver, I like it. Playoffs? That's it's a Jim Mora quote.
Playoffs? He's Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Jason, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you before opening kickoff here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Jason.
You got it, Jason Cole, everyone. We'll come back, shift to the baseball world, the American League East report, what happened in the division over the weekend, what's happening tonight, and then we'll look at the standings. Things have changed a little bit, and Rich Dubroff's going to be joining us, BaltimoreBaseball.com, talk about the Orioles, take 2 out of 3 from Houston. Now off to Fenway, trying to be a pain in Boston's rear ends.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.